Hello, this is Grant from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Grant, David here.
Hey, how's it going?
Not so hot. Got the deal that didn't go through here. So it looks like it's a pending civil lawsuit from Amex for $170,000. So unless this merchant, I don't know if he's talked to the merchant, but I'm assuming that they would be aware that they defaulted on Amex.
Yeah, I mean, that's funny. I pulled up, you know TLO?
I'm not familiar with TLO. What's that stand for?
I forget what it stands for, but it was bought by TransUnion, and basically it's just a way to gather a bunch of public information about an individual or a business. And I pulled it, and I wasn't even seeing, like, a UCC filed or anything like that, so that's why I was a little bit confused. I can, like, send you a report if you wanted to, like, view it. It says a lot, actually, and it's actually an amazing resource that MCC uses. We just started using it. But yeah, that's why I was a little bit surprised. I was looking through their like liens and UCC filings, and I wasn't seeing anything.
If you have a copy that you can send over, and then I can talk to the underwriter and see what report showed up. I know we pulled LexisNexis in underwriting, so I can find out and see if maybe it showed up on there.
Okay, yeah, I mean, really, I'm hoping that you can help me with some sort of creative solution here to get this funded, because it was a vendor relationship referral for this representative that we have, and because they were, like, told that they would be funded, I think, you know, obviously he's a little bit upset right now, and just hoping that there's some way of turning this around.
Yeah, let me talk to the underwriter. I mean, I'll be honest, in situations like these, I mean, if that judgment is true, you know, it's basically like the equivalent of someone defaulted on their previous funder. So let me talk to the underwriter and see what report. It was pulled up and see the dates, and then at least I can give you some background information so we can dig a little further. And if you have any kind of supporting credit pulls or things like that where it's not shown, you know, if anything you provide, I'll use as evidence. So.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you doing it right now. I want to send you this TLO report. I think it's really something that you guys would maybe want to look into. I know it's a competitor with LexisNexis, and we did demos for LexisNexis, Clear, and TLO, and eventually landed on using this product. It seems to be very comprehensive and fast to update when there's things like liens and judgments, anything like that. I'll also just send you my credit pull, the personal credit pull. I don't think that's going to do anything, but you'll have it at least. If there's anything creative, maybe to word it or just get it done, I'm all ears. We'd love to fund this still at Business Backers if possible.
Yeah, I mean, trust me. I mean, when I see 200K file, I do everything I can, but the judgments are usually pretty much deal killers. But let me try and get some background information so at least, talk to the merchant and see if there's any kind of silver lining on this one. All right?
Okay. All right. Thanks. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Grant. Bye.
Bye. So, Dean.